There is a time for action. And if one doesn't act when it is the time, woe is me. But if one acts too soon, woe is me. In our discussion of this, Ruth was mentioning that sometimes he writes an email. The next day he looks at it and says, oh, I'm so glad I didn't send that. Because at the moment it wasn't the right thing to have offered. But both are needed. And in the Catholic tradition, it's the paradox or division between the two symbolized by Mary and Martha. And I think frequently what Jesus said in the situation has been misunderstood, as if Mary, the quiet, pensive one, was to be praised above Martha, who, you know, Martha was troubled about many things, is the comment he made. In the situation as it was, Martha was carrying the day. So Jesus pointed out that it was possible to be quiet like Mary. But the result has been that in Catholic tradition, monks and nuns have spent their whole lives in caves, you know, being quiet, as if there was nothing else to be done but be like Mary. Actually, in the biblical story about that, Jesus never said that Mary was the better one. He simply said she has something that will not be taken away from her. But that didn't discount that Martha had something too. There are all these different perspectives to be brought in, because if one is willing to listen to this side, now, there are always many different ways one can see the question, whatever the question might be. It's a matter of evolution, and not evolution. Yes, evolution here in the States, but evolution in Canada. Okay? There are different ways of saying the same thing and meaning something different. Something I brought out upstairs, which seemed to ring a bell, was a matter of, well, this translation. I've mentioned one instance of it, this misunderstanding of what Jesus said to Mary and Martha. Another one that's been badly misunderstood is what is called the Lord's Prayer. Because the way it was translated into English has made it sound like there's a will in heaven. It's all set. And the only thing we have to do is let that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, so we have no choice in the matter at all. So, of course, people have come up with the theory of free will. Oh, I can do my will then and force the issue. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's counter to the will of God. So we have to surrender to the will. Oh, people have got tied up in knots over all this. No one seems to realize that God doesn't know what the next moment is going to bring. That we are made in the image and likeness of the Creator, as creators, not knowing how it's all going to turn out. Well, if we don't know, it's not because we're some worm of the dust that doesn't know. We're made, so it says, in the image and likeness of the divine. Therefore, one thinks it through, the implication, is that the divine doesn't know, not yet. And Jesus over and over emphasized this. Somehow it slipped into the New Testament, and the priest didn't manage to delete or censor completely what was said. Because he, it's right there in print in the New Testament that he said, the way it is happening on earth is the way it's going to happen in heaven. You open something on earth, oh yes, well then heaven is freed to go on and present something which then can come into the earth and so forth. It's an interchange. It's a friendly conversation. The instance of this that I mentioned upstairs was the Lord's Prayer. You know, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's not what it says. It says, I used, by the way, before I came to the emissaries, I used to recite this to myself over and over in the Greek version. It is so beautiful. It's beautiful poetry in the Greek. May thy name be made holy. That's one. May thy kingdom appear. That's the second one. May thy willingness be known, as in heaven and in the earth. Where this idea came that the will is somehow set up here and it's going to be thrust into the earth if we are good, it certainly didn't come from Jesus. So anyway, let's look at it fresh and new. All these things, sit on it a bit before deciding that we must do this, we must do that.